Girls, can you imagine, yeah? If you see like how it's expected for men to have money and how us women, you know, most of us, we kind of like expect a man to financially provide for us if we're talking to him or in a relationship with him. Girls, can you imagine if it was the other way around? I'm so sorry. Can you imagine if I ever in this life worked hard, put all my work in, skipped meals, skipped sleeping, and now I'm successful and I have bare money and I'm talking to this guy and my man sending me his stinking wish list. Get the flip out my face. We're out eating. My card declined. Okay, what are you telling me for? Go and tell them. Because I promise you I'm not paying for you. Imagine you're driving. You've got a nice car. Let's say, nice little Range Rover. You know what I mean? The guy knows. My man's talking. Oh, can you come pick me up? Suddenly, I don't have petrol. Sorry. Sorry, bro. You know, I don't have petrol. Because what are you talking about? Oh, I want to come to yours. Can you pick me up? What are you talking about? Suddenly, I don't have petrol.
I feel like because a lot of men don't judge women based off their careers, it gives men the idea that dating broke women is okay. This woman is having a hard time fathoming doing something for a man that's probably been done for her, right? But for me, I keep it 100. I'd never date a broke woman. I'd never provide for a woman. That would never happen. I don't care what you do for your career, but you need to have your own stuff. If you're a liability, I wouldn't even go near you. But yeah, it's 2024, okay? The days of dating broke women, being a provider, if that's what you want to do, fantastic, okay? But for me, nah.
Jailbirds are up one.
Y'all dudes that's on the streets, y'all gotta step y'all game up. Y'all are losing to these dudes that's in the damn prison system, okay? I was on TikTok last night and I ran across a live. It was like four dudes that was in the feds. So I just tapped in to be nosy to see what they were talking about. Do y'all know it's like it was thousands of girls on there like being so fucking thirsty, asking these locked up dudes, oh, what's your J-Pay? I want to see you some money. I want to come see you. I want to be your pen pal. Like, has the dating pool become that fucking bad that we got to reach out to niggas that's locked up for love? And these niggas is winning. Like, they taking all the bitches, the bad ones too. Like, y'all dudes on the streets gotta step y'all game up. Y'all are losing terribly to some niggas in the penitentiary. What? That's wild. And don't be mad at me. I'm just saying. I guess they loving the jail talk right now. I don't know. It's working. Whatever they saying and whatever they doing, it's working. Every other female I know is dealing with some dude in prison. I don't know. But it speaks volumes about y'all dudes on the streets.
So let me get this straight. Every other girl that you know is dealing with a man in prison. And you just happen to jump into a prison life because you just wanted to be nosy. You must think I'm a dickhead, right? We know what you were in that life for, okay? You're one of those, okay? And that's okay. If that's what you want to do, cool. But this is why we say, you know, all that bear talk, picking the bear, you know, it's all nonsense, really and truly. It's just a bunch of angry women trying to make men feel how they feel. Because in reality, you got thousands of women. How many times have we seen convicts go viral because of their mugshot? Because they look so good and prison bae. And all of a sudden, they're falling. They ain't never picking the best. But look, to the women who like to date men in jail, man, I don't even have any advice. I have nothing to say. You're too far gone. If that's you, I've got no comment.
I had a stepdad growing up, and we did everything we could to get that man out the picture. From the age of 11 to now, that man has been in my life. Nothing but respect and love for him. That is my dad. That don't mean I like that man in the beginning. The disrespect was outlandish. We would purposely take the same spoon that he would mix his coffee with in the morning and mix the dog food with it. We had a rat problem because we stayed in the project. We would take the glue traps and put them by his feet so when he rolled out of bed in the morning to go pee, he would step on them. Yeah. That man worked three jobs to provide for a family of five kids that weren't even his. I could never be a stepdaddy, bro. Oh, and that girl in the video, oh, they'd have to call the police on me. Yup. Yo, she needs her little ass whooped just like the mom needs her little ass whooped for letting that happen to that grown ass man. Like I said, I couldn't be a stepdad.
And this is why we say a lot of stepdads are simps. Because why the hell would I, firstly, work 3 jobs for a bunch of kids that don't respect me? That's number one. But then number two, when they do disrespect me, I can't discipline them. So the mother doesn't respect me either. So what am I doing here? I must have no options. I must have no options. Because that makes no sense. This video makes no sense. The idea that your little daughter is going to spit on me? Might have to put her up for adoption after that. I'll keep it 100. Something has to happen. Either I have to discipline her or you gotta leave because there's no way.
Sit down.
I'm a female. Okay.
Okay. What is going on?
We tried to explain.
I don't want to be up here.
Start my commentary out by saying shouts out to the studs. Okay, I've got nothing, absolutely nothing against you guys, but what I find very interesting is that a lot of these studs that I'm seeing, they like the idea of being a man. They like the swag, they like the clothes, they like to act masculine, they like how they perceive. Except when shit starts to go left. Like the video I posted yesterday. When women start treating you like a man, now you're like, oh, this is actually trash. Woman's getting put down by the police, she has to let them know, hey, I am a woman. You're treating me like a man in this situation. I am a woman, please treat me differently. I find that to be very interesting. If you want to be a man, or if you want to portray yourself as a man, you must be ready for the full male experience.
Man requested that on the second date, the woman come with no makeup on. How do y'all feel about that?
How do we feel about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. How dare you request how I show up to right. the date? First of all,
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I haven't thought about it. I was just like listening to the segment.
Right.
But I do believe that there is some validity in understanding who a woman is and what she does look like.
Right.
Before you are too far along.
Right.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. I think requesting it is kind of outrageous. Mm-hmm. You're not going to tell me what I can and can't wear, what I put on my body at all. That's just not happening.
Right.
But I feel like, I mean, eventually I'm going to want to be comfortable around you. So I'm going to, you know, not wear makeup. I'm going to be in my sweatpants and my, you know, baggy t-shirt just because that's how I am on a regular basis, you know. Right. But for you to request that.
Look, firstly, I don't know if these women's understanding of the English language isn't clear, but a request isn't someone telling you to do something. It's someone asking you to do something. So if a man requests you to not wear makeup on his second date, he's asking if you would not wear makeup on the second date. He isn't telling you not to. He's asking. Very, very different. Now, look, this is outlandish. I kind of lie. I'm not bold enough to do this. I have to keep it 100, okay? But all these new tactics that people are coming up with, you know, asking what you offer or what you bring to the table, you know, now is take off your makeup on the second date. All of these things are being done because people are so traumatized that they don't want to waste their time dating. Like, they want to find their person as quick as possible. So instead of getting to know you long enough to see you without the makeup, they're like, no, I don't want to do all that. Let me see what you look like on a second date. Instead of getting to know you so they figure out what you bring to the table, they're like, no. What do you tell me right now what you bring to the table because I don't have time to waste.
What did you want them to do? Get up and start boxing the assailant? Lady, this is real life. I swear, some women do not live in the real world. Why should they risk their life? Because you're a woman? They don't even know you. Would you expect the 3 men to do that for another man? You guys work so hard to get rid of chivalry and then expect men to do one of the most chivalrous things that you can do? Get up from safety to save a random woman from a random crime? And they're not even knighting no more? I can't even get a title off it? Nobody's gonna make me a duke? Come on, man. The best I can do is call the police slightly before you, and I'm still gonna need you to follow up and call the police right after you get out of harm's way, because I'm not about to stay on the phone with them for all this time. I'm just trying to make sure you're straight. I'm just trying to give them the little, you know, the little boost ahead. But you gotta call and figure your stuff out. Lady, you're free.
There's clearly a problem here, and I think it's on both sides when it comes to entitlement and the access that men and women feel they have to each other. So for a long time, women felt that men were entitled, or men felt entitled to a woman's niceness or her attention or her presence. Men have slowly moved away from that. Men aren't approaching women as much. Men aren't catcalling women as much. Men are giving women their space. But there's a problem with women and their entitlement to a man's protection and a man's provision. The idea that you would get robbed and the first thing you do is look to the men and say, why didn't you help, is crazy. I was scared just like you were scared. What do you think this is? This ain't a movie. You were getting robbed. I was in shock. I was fearful that he was gonna look at my wrist and be like, hey, where you going over there? So I was just chilling like this. I was trying to look inconspicuous. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to blend in, really. So look, no. As a civilian, the right thing to do in a situation like this is to call the police. You're not a superhero, okay? This ain't the MCU. This ain't Sony. No man should be going to risk his life for a random stranger. There'll be some simps that'll be like, I would have done it. Nah, you run, bro. Okay, that's fine. I'm sure your mom would be very happy, right? I'm sure your wife will be very happy you risking your life for a random stranger. You go ahead. I'm sure your family will be very happy you risking your life for a random stranger. Go ahead.
Paul, trying to marry a Muslim woman today.
Am I raising wife material? Society does not teach us how to be husbands and wives. It teaches us how to be in relationships. It teaches us how to be in situationships. That's why we have no clue. That's why when the young brother and the young sister sit down together, and the brother says, so what are your expectations of a husband? She has a long list, right? She knows all the things. He has to pay, he has to provide, he has to protect. I want a car, I want 50,000 mahar, whatever the case. And she has a long list. And he's like, okay. So what are your responsibilities? I want to be a mom one day after I finish my studies. Anything else? Like, you get me. What more do you want? And he asks her about cooking. Oh my God, I hate cooking. Hate cooking, really, really do. My mom does all the cooking at home. Okay, what about looking after a house? I thought we could get someone in for that. Like, I'm gonna be working, you're gonna be working, and you know, it will work out. And the young man realizes this young lady doesn't really know what it means to be a wife. She wants to be in a relationship, and she wants the proposal and the ring and the wedding and to have a man in her life, but to be a wife is different.
And the Muslim community is essentially complaining about how feminism has corrupted the dating dynamics within their community. When Muslims are essentially complaining about how feminism has corrupted the dating dynamics within their community, it lets you know how truly powerful this ideology is. The selfish, the me, the lack of consideration. You know, in a community, right, Islam, their religion, it teaches women to consider men, right? As a wife, you have to understand men, understand what men like, understand what men want. One of your duties is to serve your husband. Feminism has overrided that. That's crazy. That's actually crazy. And this is the reason why the Passport Bros, for example, say don't bring her back to the West, because this selfish me ideology corrupts women.
agree with you that based on the way that society is functioning right now, you're right. If you guys all randomly disappeared, probably the power grid would go out and stuff like that, because 90% of those jobs are held by men in the first place. However, this is where it becomes misogynistic to me, is I do believe that you're right. Maybe initially there would be some sort of chaotic collapse. Things wouldn't be working out. But what I believe wholeheartedly is that women have the ability to learn, train themselves, and use tools to be able to accomplish those jobs. So maybe there'd be a lull where we're fucked for a little bit because everyone needs to catch up. But I strongly believe that women put their heads together and teach each other and learn. Yeah, you're right. I might not be strong enough, but like I ran the produce department at Trader Joe's and I was the first woman in 10 years to do so. I was using a Big Joe jack. Do you think I was lifting pallets alone? Mm-hmm. No, but I learned how to operate machinery so that I could move those pallets by myself at 3 a.m. every morning. So, and I was the first woman in 10 years to do so.
Can I just rebut this a little bit?
The fact that you think I can't learn, but, is what's misogynistic. So, not okay. That I don't know it right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Never disputed.
I agree with you that based on the way that society is functioning.
This has to be some of the dumbest shit I've heard. It's like feminists think that they're like, they have superpowers or something. You know, by the power of women, we could come together. We could come together and we can learn how to be electricians with no one to teach us. We can go, we can use Google. Yeah, yeah, electricians, they have to go to school for it. But we can Google it, right? How do you learn how to be a vehicle technician without nobody teaching you? 99.2% of vehicle technicians are males. Carpenters, 98.94%. Electricians and electrical fitters, 98.29%. Metalworking, production and maintenance fitters. How do you learn how to, I don't even know what this job is, to fit metal? How do you learn that if there's nobody there to teach you?
You know, and he goes like this. Oh, look at this.
No.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. Absolutely.
Do you care?
And they ask me, is it pink? I just tell them, pay for it, find out.
I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. This new generation might be tucked. I could only imagine if I got on my school bus. Back in my school bus, and my mama was throwing it back. My sister was throwing crash out every day. Bro, the internet is ruthless. This man can't go a day, one day, without having an answer. Bro, when is your sister posting again? Mm-mm. Now, I ain't gonna say too much, because it look like bro might got some thinking to do. But all I'm saying is, ain't no fucking way I'm waking up answering to that shit every single morning. Nah, fresh off the wake up, man. Y'all let me know in the comments, bro. Ain't no way I can handle that shit. Could y'all,
you know, one thing we never took into account with this next generation, right? Because we spoke about this and we spoke about it from our perspective. If we were in school and this happened, like this guy was saying, if he was in school and this was happening, he was on the school bus, he'd be crazy. But what if this just makes this next generation super tough? Like, it just bounces off of them. They just got crazy tough skin. Oh yeah, my mom's selling it for $6.99. okay, are you, what, buy it then. What are you talking about? I'm living good because of you. I don't know, but it is a possibility. Because let me say this, right? The point in time in my life where other people's opinions and other people's actions mattered most to me was in high school. So if this guy is in high school and everybody's talking about his sister and he's chilling, he's gonna be good. He's good. For the rest of his life, he'll be good. And maybe this is just gonna be the next generation. They just don't give a damn.
This liquor got me in my zone. Now I'm blowing up your phone. We smoke in the ozone. I just can't let this go. This liquor got me in my zone. Now I'm blowing up your phone. Blowing, we smoke in the ozone.